Blog Talk Radio. Greetings, friends, saints, and family. I am your host, Keturah, today on Blog Talk Radio, Inspirational Corner Online. I'll be talking to you about the book of Revelations. We'll continue in part 12, and we will pick up our thought in chapter 6. Like I explained on last week, we were introduced to the seven sealed books in chapter 5, and I wanted to save all of my time for the study of the details in chapter 6, where each of the events will unfold. So we're going to start reading in Revelations chapter 6, and we are looking at the seven seals one by one. And we're going to identify what these seven seals are. And then on next week, we'll get into the 144,000, and that's in chapter 7. And we'll really focus in on what that really, really means. And hopefully, it'll shed a lot of light on the real meaning of the 144,000 next week. But for right now, we are, as I said, looking at the seven seals, and we're going to open the first one. Before I get into each one, let me read them each to you. The seven seals are the white horse, the red horse, the black horse, the pale horse, martyrdom and the great tribulation, and we'll look at the heavenly signs. And so you have the outline there in a synopsis for your hearing later. In chapter 6, verses 1, he said, "And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, 'Come and see.'" And verse 2 says, "I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer." Now, the white horse is the horse of deception. In verse 3, he said, "And when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, 'Come and see.'" And verse 4, "And there went out another horse that was red, and power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another. And there was given unto him a great sword." So we see that the red horse is the horse of war. And that's verses 3 and 4. Verse 5, "And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, 'Come and see.' And I beheld, and lo, a black horse. And he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, a measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny. And see thou hurt not the oil and the wine. So the black horse is the horse of famine. In verse 7, and when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, come and see. And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death and Hell, followed with him, and power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth to kill with sword, and with hunger, and with death, and with the beast of the earth. And so we see that this pale horse, and it is the horse that carries the plague of pestilence. And it reminds me a lot of the era of Pharaoh in the Exodus, the book of Exodus, when he had the nine plagues. So we kind of see God is reduplicating those efforts here in Revelation 7 and 8 through allowing these plagues to be in the earth. Death and hunger is going to run rampant. In verse 9, and when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. In verse 10, and they cried with a loud voice, saying, how long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell in the earth? In verse 11, and white robes were given unto every one of them, as it was said unto them, that they should rest yet for a little season, until their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled. Now these were the martyrs. These people, servants, they were martyred for their faith, for the confession of Christ that they were unwilling to relinquish in the earth. And we read throughout the Old Testament history of the martyrs and people who died for the cause of Christ, and there are others that are not listed in the Gospels, but we know that many were martyred and killed for the profession of their faith. And so he is telling them that there is yet more to be martyred and to die for that faith. In verse 12, and I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. Sounds like the four blood moon that we just finished observing back here in August, I believe it was. I understand that, if I remember right, there were two four blood moons that occurred this year. Now, I'm not going to speak a lot on that because I am still gathering information and expanding my understanding of the four blood moons, but I've been told by those who have studied the scriptures through on that subject that we can expect to see a major happening in the earth as a result of the four blood, red blood moon. Now, it's been said also that this will not happen before another 500 years. And so when I looked at this verse and I said, now, Lord, we just had a red blood moon. And then I see here in the book of Revelation, chapter 12, you're talking about a red blood moon. And I'm wondering now, could it be that there could be another 500 years before all of this drama that we're reading about begins to unfold? Because remember, the Bible says no man knows the day or the hour, save the Father only, when he shall return, when the Son of Man shall be revealed. Now, we are seeing signs and symptoms of his return, because I shared with you on last week, I wanted you to read Matthew chapter 24 so that you will be in sync with what I'm sharing here with you today. We see all of those things right now in the earth. And so I'm just thinking out loud right here on this verse 12 here in Revelation chapter 6. And in verse 13, he said, "And the stars in the heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casts her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind." Verse 14, "And the heavens departed as a scroll when it is rolled together. Every mountain and island were moved out of their place." In verse 15, "And the king of the earth," or I should say the kings, plural, "of the earth, and the great men and the rich men and the chief captains and the mighty men and every bondman and every free man hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us. Hide us from the face of him that sit on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb." Now, note, this is the heavenly scene, and we see that the kings in the earth, the rich men and the chief captains, you know, our governors and our mayors and our leaders, Congress and all, you know, just our leaders, and men of every bondman and every free man hid themselves in dens and in rocks of the mountain. So they were now afraid of the face of him who is being revealed, probably because they did not believe when they had the chance, and now they see that it's true and they want to hide. In verse 16, "And said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us, hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb." There is no hiding place. There is nowhere to run. You got to get Christ now in your life while there is time. The Bible says, "Work while it is day, for night cometh when no man can work." Jesus said that you be found filthy. When you leave this earth and when judgment comes, you will be remain filthy still. It won't be any time to clean up, to make amends, to make peace with God. Now is the time to be saved. Now is the time to make sure that you leave this earth right with God by accepting his son Jesus and the work that he did for you and dying on the cross so that you could be saved. Glory to God. Don't waste that so that you're not found as these people trying to hide. Should the Lord tarry and we live to see this day. And if he does tarry and we do not live to see this day, and you leave this earth and fall asleep, you want to die in Christ. You want to fall asleep Christ. In verse 16, he said, "And they said to the mountain and rock, fall on us, hide us from the face of him that sit on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. In verse 17, he says, for the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? I can answer that question. No one. No one will be able to stand except those who will be sealed for the last day turn of events, which we'll look at in chapter 7 on next week, that these 144,000, they had been sealed and deliberately protected and preserved from the wrath of the Satan, of the man of sin, that would be roaming in the earth. But these had an assignment, and so they were sealed for the purpose of being able to work the work of Christ in the earth while all of these deadly things are going on that we just read about, as these seals have been opened. And I call it a valve, another valve, each one poured out in the earth, allowing more wickedness to operate in the earth than what was operating previously. Just that I don't see a time frame. I'm not sure if these seals were released in 5-year increments, 1-year increments, 1-month increments. The Bible is not altogether clear, because, you know, you can read one verse of scripture and another verse, and it could be years in between those two verses. And so it's not quite clear on that. But one thing I do know is it's coming, the lewd is coming on the earth, and we have time to be ready. Now is the time to get ready. Now is the time to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, to repent and to turn, go in the opposite direction of which you were going. Go to the local church, hopefully a spirit-filled church, and make peace with God. Accept him as your personal Lord and Savior. But it's a simple thing. Lord, come into my life. Save me now. I repent of sin by turning away from it. And just ask him to come in, and he will come in. Please remember to visit my website at www.inspirationalcorneronline.com. And there you can listen to the Blog Talk radio program again on demand. Just click the Blog Talk icon. Share the link. Email these messages to friends and family that you're witnessing to, hoping that they'll hear the gospel and be saved. Don't forget to watch the television program while you're there. Click on the TV link. And also, while you're on inspirationalcorneronline.com, scroll to the bottom. Click the Facebook tab. Please like the page, or copy and paste the link and like the page, so that you can see announcements and teachings that you may not get on Blog Talk as they unfold. You will see that on the feed automatically. You can respond or you don't have to, but you will see what's going on with Inspirational Ministries. Also, one more thing, we're doing a local radio program here on WLCM. Click that podcast RSS, and you can listen to radio programs that are produced locally that you may have missed. God bless you. Remember 1 Peter 5 and 7 from the Amplified Bible. God cares about you affectionately, and he cares about you watchfully.